Welcome to the Geeks Addict Podcast. I'm Matthew, and this is a review of Star Wars The High Republic, The Fallen Star. Star Wars The High Republic, The Fallen Star was written by New York Times best-selling author Claudia Gray. She's written many other books like Lost Stars, Bloodline, and a couple other Star Wars books. Now, this is the third High Republic novel published by Del Rey. Thank you, Del Rey, for sending out this copy for me to review. Now, this is also the third and final book in the first phase of The High Republic. Now, let's go ahead and get into a brief summary. Keep in mind, this is a spoiler-free review. Starlight Beacon, the Republic's physical symbol of peace and loyalty, is the next target of the Nile. Martian Row, the Eye of the Nile, has spread his organization out across the galaxy to strike at random, to instill fear and chaos. In the Outer Rim, many victims of the Nile have made their way to Starlight Beacon for medical aid and repairs for their ships as it hangs in the space above the planet Irem. Soon, chaos will erupt on the Starlight Beacon and its light will be snuffed out. Let's talk about characters. Up first, we have the controversial Ventian character, Goad. He is that rock character that was introduced in the YA novel Into the Dark, also written by Claudia Gray. Now, he is the comic relief. He made me laugh in this book. He made me laugh in Into the Dark. Actually, he was my favorite part of Into the Dark. So seeing him return in this novel, I was pleased. I found him funny. A lot of people hated the character. Some understood the humor behind it. But he does have this ability that I just could not stand in this novel. It makes no sense. It drives me crazy because there's this plot point that we're following, and of course in this book there's a couple different plots that are happening. He has this ability that he just randomly turns on and sweeps that whole plot point under the rug for convenience, and I found it very irritating. Maybe that was part of the humor, maybe that was fun, maybe that was some humor that went over me, but it's like following it the whole time to just be done. I found it irritating, but glad to see Goad return. Up next, we have Bel Zedifar. He shines in this tale. He really does. While he's still mourning the loss of his master, Loden Greatstorm, he doesn't hesitate to jump into action when the world is burning around him. Now, he and the Wookiee Padawan, Buriaga, have become great friends and work very well together in this tragic tale of the crumbling of Starlight Beacon. Now, let's get into my overall thoughts. With The High Republic, I really enjoyed the first two adult novels, Light of the Jedi and The Rising Storm. They are fantastic. I don't really like the YA novels. The junior reader books, or young reader books, what they call them, those are fine. But the YA, can't stand it. And I hate to say this, but it really feels like Claudia Gray could not break the mold of the YA novel structure, which drives me crazy. I did not like this novel. I really didn't. The one thing that this story lacks more than anything else would be details, and that's really disappointing. It really does make it feel like a YA novel, because the adult novels usually tend to be very descriptive, detailed. This one, not at all. The other High Republic adult novels, Light of the Jedi, The Rising Storm, they have simple plots, but they are also very descriptive, detailed. You get a good feel of what the characters are feeling, the sights that are happening, everything. You get a good understanding of it. This book, also a great plot. The storyline through was great, but it lacked details. It felt very shallow. There are some elements of this book that I really did enjoy. The horror element. There's something on Starlight Beacon that's hunting down Force users, and it's terrifying for them. It's terrifying for the reader. That part was all handled very well. If you're attached to High Republic characters, your feelings might get hurt because there is death in this book. Something very bad happens to some people, some Jedi, and it's not pretty. This book is a tragedy. It was advertised as a tragedy. So put your guards up, get ready for some loss. Some of my favorite characters in the High Republic are Elzar Mann and Stellan Geos. However, in this novel, I couldn't stand either one of them. They lacked leadership and the strength that they displayed in previous novels. Elzar Mann is trying to disconnect from the Force with this fear of falling down into the dark side, and Stellan Geos is, like, swollen with pride and has this weird grudge with Avar Kriss. They just seem so out of who they were in previous novels. I don't like it. I don't like who they were in this book at all. The dialogue between characters wasn't too bad. Of course, you got a couple tacky lines, and it just felt like the rest of the story very shallow. There was a lot of political stuff that was being built up in The Rising Storm. Not one thing of that was mentioned. It's just a weird story. I can't help it. I just feel like Claudia Gray isn't reading the other stories, and that was this issue that I had with Into the Dark. It seems so disconnected from everything else that's happening. This one, the characters don't seem to be the same as who they were in previous books. And you've got the Chancellor So witnessing the destruction of Starlight Beacon and thinking that, oh man, this is the worst disaster that the Republic has ever seen. Wait a second, we just had billions of people die on a planet because pieces of ships are flying out of hyperspace, blowing up planets, killing billions of people. And then in the Rising Storm, you have the fair on Valo, which, you know, thousands of other people were killed, the Jedi fighting the Nihil in the streets. It was crazy, a lot of chaos, a lot of death. The other books, billions of people have died so far. And in this one, you've got the destruction of Starlight Beacon, which doesn't even have a real crew. Oh, here's some Jedi and some other workers that kind of do things, but no one's in, like, maintenance facilities. No one's piloting the thing. It's weird. So do I recommend that you pick up and read Star Wars, The High Republic, The Fallen Star? Even though I've said some negative things about it, the answer is yes, because I think that a lot of people are going to like this one anyway. It is shallow, though. Just keep that in mind, that it's not as detailed as the other books. It doesn't feel adult, but it is the third book in the High Republic era, adult novels, that is. And it's going to be the end of Phase 1. We're going to be bringing in Phase 2 sometime soon, later on in the year. Looking forward to seeing what happens with the High Republic as we move forward. So for the rating, I am going to give this book a C.
That's it for this episode. Stay tuned for more content coming soon.